ordinary consciousness is created by a neurotransmitter called serotonin, 5-hydroxytryptamine, suggestively a very close relative of psilocybin and DMT. And it seems to me, I think I mentioned this a little bit in the talk last night, that we have evolved a neurotransmitter which has the effect of narrowing the focus of consciousness to what is operationally defined by the body as the here and now. In other words, the body is very fragile and sight-dependent and must be protected from high levels of radiation, inundation by toxic or life-threatening chemicals like water, and you don't want to have the ocean wash over you, or it's a problem. But that these pseudo-neurotransmitters, which are hallucinogens, have not been integrated into normal metabolism, because they don't serve the body's need to preserve itself. But what they do serve is an expansion of mental function. And it may be, you know, that these neurotransmitters are in the act of evolving. The fact that we contain and metabolize DMT in the course of ordinary metabolism. What does it mean that the most powerful of all psychedelic hallucinogens is a part of normal human metabolism? The pineal gland, whose function is very mysterious, is doing a lot of chemistry that looks like psychedelic chemistry. It's elaborating harmine-like beta carbolines. So it's possible that literally, when we take these tryptamine hallucinogens, we are, as it were, dressing up in the mental furniture of the distant future.
Future.